Resources are very scarce and jobs are very scarce, and scarce resources are being used on a useless process.
But the ruling party says this was a time to show support for the president. Were they doing it the right way?
There are more pressing issues such as liquidity crisis, such as the crisis of unemployment. They promised 2 million jobs. Up to now, those 2 million jobs are not there. The economy is in crisis with the liquidity crunch. Civil servants are going unpaid. People are struggling to make a living. I mean, those are the issues that matter, the economy.
So, but indications are that maybe ZANU-PF is having a lot of support.
Some of the people were passed in, some of the people were paid small bits of money as well. So a lot of those people are actually passed as well. We are very aware of that.
And why this solidarity march to show support for the president?
It shows panic. Why would you have a massive demonstration to show support in the first place? It's an act of fear. It's an act of panic. It's an act which clearly shows that they've run out of ideas and that they actually fear that people may actually uprise against them. So this is more like a preemptive action because of fear, because of the state of the economy, because of the rate of unemployment. So they think by doing their own demonstration, they preempt the real protest by the people, for the people.
But some will argue that, this is to show that the president is still in control of his party.
Why now? They had a conference at Congress last year where they reaffirmed him. So why did they need to have a demonstration to reaffirm him again? They've got their own processes of reaffirming the party leader. And those processes are the annual conferences and the four-year congresses. Processes of affirming leaders are not done on the street. They're done in conferences, in elective processes.